Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Representative Brandon Jones said damage from Hurricane Helene in western North Carolina is catastrophic. Jones and Speaker of the State House Tim Moore took an aerial tour of the hardest hit areas on Monday. Jones said some entire towns will likely never be rebuilt. Having seen Florence and Matthew firsthand, Jones said the damage out west is worse than what was experienced here in some cases. The legislature is reconvening on October 9th to come up with financing to help with recovery efforts. Jones said officials are organizing distribution points for relief supplies, but is still not sure how some of the supplies can even be shipped in to survivors of the storm. Cellular phone and internet service are spotty and in most cases non-existent. Power remains out for thousands of customers, and hundreds of highways, local roads, and bridges are destroyed. Some municipal water systems are still offline as well. Several area businesses, as well as city and county agencies, have been turning out to transport some relief supplies to the folks out west. Columbus EMS carried a first ambulance load of supplies out yesterday. The sheriff's office also left yesterday for their second run. They were heading to Mitchell County, where they're going to the town of Bakersville. Sheriff Bill Rogers said residents of Bakersville had received no assistance until the CCSO rolled in there on Tuesday. Donations that the sheriff's office is looking for right now, that folks have asked for specifically, are chainsaw fuel and oil, small propane canisters, diapers, and food and water. Now, the Columbus Baptist Association and other groups are collecting water, food, diapers, and other needed supplies for immediate shipment. The Baptist Association will also be focusing on transporting cleaning supplies next week. You can see their Facebook page for more information on how you can help. We're also updating the needs list on ColumbusCountyNews.com. At least 132 people have died across six states due to Hurricane Helene. Governor Roy Cooper said the death toll is expected to rise in North Carolina. One of the deaths in our state was a woman with lifelong ties to Lake Waccamaw. Melissa Neisler Lawrence of Kings Mountain died Friday as she was trying to assist her neighbor during the flooding. Her sister is Teresa McKeithen of the lake. We have more on this story on our website. Livestock farmers in western North Carolina are struggling to feed their animals after Hurricane Helene, and you can help. The Department of Agriculture has established a hay and feed donation portal at ncagr.gov. It connects those donors with those in need. Now, individuals are being asked not to self-deploy for any reasons due to road conditions in the hardest hit areas and the lack of fuel in areas that have been hit by the storms. The Columbus County Farmers Market will be selling chicken pastry plates every first Friday of the month from 4 until 7:30 p.m. Cost is $6, and each plate earns you a raffle ticket for a new coffee pot. I could deal with a cup of coffee right now. A benefit breakfast and lunch will be held for Michael Harden Saturday at Macedonia Church in Evergreen. Sausage wraps, hot dogs, and baked goods will be available starting at 6 a.m. The church is located at 6791 Princess Anne Road in Evergreen. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.